We invite you to suspend your 3D reality just for a little while. And although you may be hearing the words with your ears, there is another transmission that is being broadcast to your antennas. Oh, yes, we are using the word antenna as the teacher Suzanne so elegantly shared with you what that means. And one of the beautiful things about your antennas is that they are both a transmitter and a receiver at the same time. In the same way that a microphone, we have learned and discovered from hanging around the nerd, Lee, can be both a transmitter and a receiver at the same time, depending on the wiring. And so, how can we attune to our wiring of being a transmitter and a receiver at the same time? Perhaps it is to be in coherence. Ah, another word that was given today. Being in coherence. This is when you are present, you are tapped in to your heart energy, your brain, your pineal, are all connected in a beautiful triad. The brain, powerful, is part of the experience, but it does not need to drive the experience. It can be there to observe and relay information. But the pineal and the heart, these connect in a way. Perhaps we can think of it like a gateway to your soul energy, ever present, eternal. No beginning, no end, will always be there. And so this unique experience you are going through right now in the great shift of humanity is something your soul essence on the planet is experiencing for the first time. We really wish to have that imprint on you. This is being experienced the first time. For if you look back, you have had repeated experiences over and over and over in an old energy. But you are coming out of that. You are entering a period of renewal. And so we ask you to be in the energy of renewal with a sense of awe and wonder and innocence and childlike curiosity that is filled with joy for the unexpected good things that are coming. And this is a message for those in the room. For your individual journey is so precious. When you take care of yourself first, the honor of your journey unfolds in magical ways to those around you. This is why a renewal of your relationship to yourself can be the catalyst of many beautiful things to unfold within the months and the years ahead. And so we thank you for being here with us, for sharing your beautiful energy with those around you, for lifting up all of humanity in the same way a little pebble drops into the water and it ripples out and touches everything 360 degrees around it. So too are you touching those around you. And we would like to now invite the beautiful wisdom, loving message and information coming from the one, Sanaya.
Good afternoon. Thank you. You may talk to us, you know, for we are you, you are us, we feel the oneness, and yet you hesitate to answer, for you are so used to listening and receiving, and there is a bit of awkwardness. Oh, should I speak? What will others think? And why do you care what others think? We ask you, what have you been feeling here today and yesterday? Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Thank you. You have been feeling what you now are understanding at a visceral level, resonance. The very air around you, but not oxygen, the space, as you would understand it, is extra coherent, as you would understand it. You understand now what coherence is, but we do not wish you to merely understand it. We wish you to know it at the human level, at the surface level. You already know coherence and resonance deep within at the soul level. But now it is coming to the surface layers where the waves get a bit choppy, as you now understand. But there in the depths of the sea of consciousness that is you, you already know stillness, peace, tranquility. We wish you to come to know contentment. It is true, you can't get no satisfaction. This is fleeting. It is what the human tries to fill with human activities and substances and thoughts. Positive thoughts will only get you so far. It is when those thoughts return you to the energy from which they arose that you will know true contentment as you experience it. And with contentment, desire slips away. Ah, how free it is to be free of desire. Does this mean you no longer enjoy the pleasures of the flesh and desire the pleasures of food and sexual interaction? Not at all. There can be great contentment in this without the addictive need of more, more, more. What you have felt here with all of us this weekend is a taste of home, the base level where contentment is your very nature. Last night, in human form, we had the pleasure of dining with one of age 19, and she was expressing to those gathered what a novelty to enjoy an entire meal without a phone making its presence at the table. And you will understand this situation, and perhaps even beyond the age of 19 now, you have found yourself reaching for a device when in the presence of other souls. Why do you run from being present with fellow humans? For there is the hope that something in that little box will bring you the satisfaction you seek through connection. We do not wish to go over and over this topic, for you all know in your hearts and souls it would feel better in this moment to connect with those here in my presence. But the human layer is drawing you to the possibility of satisfaction instantaneously from some little pop-up thing that will give the body a hit of dopamine. Chemicals can keep you prisoner. It is quite challenging for the human to override that chemical hit. It is by design. Do you know that if you wait 90 seconds in human time, after a strong emotion arises, it will dissolve in the spaciousness? And so if one with whom you are interacting pushes a trigger and anger flares up, you now face a choice. Engage that emotion and continue the chemical that resulted from it. It is now coursing through your veins and you are trapped. But if you maintain enough awareness to say, ah, there is anger in the field, instead of, I am so angry. There is anger in the field will allow that chemical to do what it is designed to do and flow and dissolve back into the sea of awareness from which it arose. 90 seconds is a gift of coherence. Remember, you face the choice as you leave here. Satisfaction at feeling the anger, for it does feel good, does it not? Some of you thrive on drama in any form. Satisfaction loves that hit. Contentment says, I am willing to remain still for 90 seconds without getting trapped and observe. My goodness, I just found freedom through the gift of free will and awareness. This is the path to contentment. So many tools. Do you feel as if your head is going to burst? From this weekend, you'll probably feel as if you want to go out and be that little child and play with all of these new tools and experiment. And we are very excited to see that playful, hopeful attitude in your energy field. Some of you came here so laden with grief and suffering and trauma that you are not feeling the playfulness yet. And yet, there is a stirring within that says, perhaps there is some key here that will pull me from these depths. And you are correct, for the soul knows how to get the human layer to the side so that it can do what you, beautiful soul, came here to do. To shine. Does this mean in every moment you are Pollyanna? Not at all, but you remain aware. Am I content Or am I chasing satisfaction? Am I aligned with this layer? Or am I remaining in awareness? I face a choice moment to moment. This mere awareness will hold you in a greater state of coherence. Now you have tools of creating spaciousness so that you can play a bit more. You are about to find out how very powerful you are, but this is not the kind of power that you would lord over others. It is the power to change with love from within, and if it is meant to be, those around you. But please do not go from here to change others. That is not your role. It will bring frustration. If it is meant to be, if the other is receptive to the higher energy you will now be radiating, they will come into resonance with that and will change of their own accord. It is not your responsibility. What? Your soul knows. You came here simply to shine. Whether or not others change or not, the more you shine, the more you realize there is ultimately no other. It is the paradox of being this, here, now. Aware, awareness, being, versus the human being doing. And so some of you, at the end of this last module, felt a desire to rush up to someone, perhaps the speaker, perhaps one near you, and simply express the love that you felt bubbling up within. You were so excited, you had to share it. And that was your soul entraining with a coherent field. Have you not experienced yourself moments when, for no known reason, suddenly you had to say to one near you, "I love you"? Hopefully it was not someone in your grocery store. But if it is one with whom you are already in relationship, and perhaps you were doing nothing different than washing the dishes, and you suddenly turned to that one and said, "I love you," do you realize it is not from anything they did, but by grace or from some thought that arose within you? You dropped into a state of coherence, and love naturally erupted and had to be expressed, and was expressed through verbal expression to that one here, and they were the beneficiary of that. What a blessing that you expressed it. Love is your true nature. Honor it by not hiding it under a bushel. Sign your emails with love, even though it may sound strange. You will know when to do this and when not to do this. Tell others, "I love you," without needing to find a medium from across the veil to say it after you have left the physical body. Good advice. Make your amends now. Ask for forgiveness now, not because time is short, but because you are here to shine your light. And it is through relationship that love is known. Why are you here at all, dear soul? For joy exists in form to know itself, and it knows itself through interacting with apparent others, through relationship. Any of you who are creative by nature, which we dare say would be 100% of you, for you are creation in existence, in expression, know what happens when you simply must write or draw or sing or paint or create or make products with wood or create something. That is when you are in resonance with your true nature. You must simply express creativity. That, dear soul, is why you are here. It does not mean you go out and become an artist, a composer, whatever. It simply is an explanation to you that you are here to serve as the expression of creativity, of one beautiful light that simply had to experience life in all its fullness as you. You are the masterpiece. Whether or not your light is currently dark or light, all the colors of the spectrum and the white and the black make up the fullness. You are part of that fullness. Honor thyself, and you are honoring life. We are not telling you anything new. We are not sharing with you anything you do not already know. Basically, what we are doing here is holding a coherent field so that your soul remembers through the experience of this coherent state who you are. And as you experience your true nature here now through entrainment and feel the desire to express that love, welcome home. You are so very loved. It can be no other way.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Good afternoon. Don't talk to me again. There is coherence here. Coherence can have many layers, many ways, but there is a sacred coherence. I wish to speak shortly here about something profound that I have not revealed the way I have, the way I will right now. There is a coherence of thought even between the speakers on a dais when they don't realize they're talking about the same things and never plan between them. That is a kind of coherence that's brought to you because Spirit knows who is going to sit in the chairs. I wish to talk further about the Merkaba. My partner's partner, Monica, the teacher, picked it up, not knowing what would be channeled next. That is a kind of coherence. And I'm going to tell you right now, this is different. I want you to examine the sacred geometry of the Merkaba just a little more. It's truly made of two objects. There's a sacred geometry in both of those. That helix shape has its own. But you realize the Merkaba is a marriage of two of them, the double helix. The helix is referred to in DNA, and I'm now referring to it in the Merkaba. Did you notice? That's on purpose. The tetrahedron is a shape and has its own geometry, sacred. But I'm talking about a helix as well. The double helix. How does the Merkaba work? It's in two parts. One is facing down, and one is facing up. How does that even begin to reflect being called a helix. Why is there a double helix? Why is there a double tetrahedron? These are related because the antenna that has been discussed today, we have told you, is actually facilitated by your DNA. That's where the antenna is. But that particular news, the helix, the double tetrahedron, is old. But what follows is this. Study it a little more. Why does it have to be a double tetrahedron? Why can't it just be one? Now, when you start to look at that, you'll say, because it must complete the star, it must have other things. Not really, it doesn't must anything. It's two completely identical shapes that have its own geometry that is sacred, nested within each other. One is pointing down, one is pointing up. They're identical. They're sandwiched together, you might say, in a very interesting shape that will create its own sacred geometry. But that's also known. Why is one pointing up and one pointing down? We've told you this many times, but now it's time to reveal truly what this new energy is about that I speak of. An energy that's never been on the planet. A dimensional shift that starts to change your Merkaba. In physics, there is a known effect. Things that are quantum attract other things that are quantum. They work together. This was the proof, the discovery, you might say, that DNA has a quantum aspect. With the Russian scientist who did the experiments, Vladimir Papoinin, it was called the phantom effect, when he discovered DNA has a quantum aspect. That means it's also attracted to other quantum things. The Merkaba is multidimensional. You can't see it under a microscope like you can DNA. It is far beyond that, dear ones. It is the vehicle that literally your soul rides in. One part points down, one points up. And here's what I want to tell you. This antenna that you perhaps are looking at is a master receiver of information from the field, a master receiver of the information from beyond the veil. That antenna starts to get even better and better as the veil lifts, and here you are discovering it. But what you don't know is that you're only using half of the double tetrahedron. The receiving half, the part that points up, has been dormant for all of the old energy because you couldn't use it till really, I would say, this year. And the part that points up is the transmitter. And it's every bit as powerful as the receiver. You need to hear this. Old souls that are starting to awaken and starting to capture the divinity that they know is theirs and starting to understand the soul that is theirs, the higher self that is theirs, they're starting to awaken and activate the other part of the double tetrahedron, the part that points up. The old soul who sends compassion to the field affects the planet. Who else is sending compassion to the field besides old souls who are awakening? And the answer is there aren't any. Do you understand the principle of the field and what it represents in consciousness for the planet? It's a physical attribute provable in science. This is you today understanding with me that you are able to transmit the compassion that you have as a piece of the Creator to the field in such a way that when millions of you do it together, this planet has to change. That transmitter is being activated this year. There's always been a piece of it, and you can prove it in the way that thoughts are transmitted or picked up, but that's the children's version. I'm talking about the activation of the point-up portion of the double event. I'm going to call it an event. This tetrahedron is not an object. It is an event, and it's happening now. I call it that because it's an actionable item. It's not a thing to look at or to envision. It's an actionable thing. You are learning what you came for. A master can transmit love. And that's why the masters were all followed by entourages and those who just couldn't figure out what it was that would attract. That master transmits compassion. And that's you. The news of the day, I'm telling you, in this room, is that the transmitter is being activated to be as strong as the receiver in an equality that has not existed on this planet yet with your Merkaba. The antenna goes both ways. And even on this planet, you see this all the time. It's not new to you. In electronics, it is this way. And in this, you can understand it in a linear form. You, by yourself, as more that you expand your thinking to include yourself being sacred, the more you do that, the greater the transmission power that you have in this Merkaba. This was always the design. It's starting to complete itself. And there are a bunch of star mothers, perhaps in this room, who are starting to smile and says, it's about time you figured that out. This was always the plan, that you would discover God within to the point where you would start transmitting the compassion that you have, the kindness, the love, onto the field in a way that would then change the way human beings think everywhere. Let it start now. And so it is.